And now this is a dictation for Dean, D-E-A-N, Gluch, G-L-U-C-H, October 9, 77, addresses a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, 828-6853. Dear John, J-O-N, follow up for Mr. Gluch, who has membranous nephropathy, biopsy proving, and previously documented positive antibodies to piazinpol, LA2R. Prior treatment with prednisone cyclophosphamide and after recurrence with Rituxan. Last visit was in October, comes in person. Recent problems of edema improved with salt restriction and diuretics. He is less stressful as he has sold his business, remains as an employee in the same entity. There is a sleep apnea, unfortunately not using CPAP machine consistently, probably only half, 3-4 days in a week. He's on antidepressant that might be causing also some sedation. He's trying to do salt restriction. I did other extensive review system being negative, medication list review. Notice the low dose of losartan, Lasix, Lipitor, antidepressants with fluvo, Vaxamine, F-L-U-V-O-X-A-M-I-N-E. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, normal kidney function, normal cell count, no anemia, normal albumin glucose, normal electrolyte, acid base, calcium, at 24-hour urine collection, protein is worse at 3.1 grams, previously 1.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Proteinuria from membranous nephropathy looks worse. However, no nephrotic syndrome, presently no edema and normal albumin. Biopsy proving above entity as well as positive antibody PLA2R. As indicated before, prior immunosuppressants with recurrence requiring Rituxan. Rechecking a month, new collection of urine, reassess for restarting of Rituxan. The importance of salt restriction, continue present dose of losartan. Blood pressure is fair. Some degree of sedation could be from not using consistently the CPAP machine. This antidepressant also has a lot of sedation. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. All questions answered, end of dictation.